Well, hello and welcome to my Supporters Club podcast. Hope you're well. Hope you've had a great weekend. I'm just sitting down to produce the main podcast right now, and I thought I'd do a Supporters Club just before I get started working on that. Now, this Supporters Club podcast should have, of course, came out last night. I normally try and do them on a Sunday, but with it being a bank holiday, I figured that it might be more interesting to you to hear it tonight instead. I notice when I look at the figures that bank holidays don't tend to get too much traction. I think most people listen while they're on their journey to work or doing other things. Anyway, I thought it would be more interesting for you tonight. And where do we start, I guess? Well, I think one thing that I'm going to start off with, you're going to hear more on this on the podcast, is, of course, Gardeners World Spring Fair. I went there on Friday, as I already mentioned last week, and I have created, of course, a podcast while I was on site, but I thought what I would do is share with you an honest review of what I thought of the day. Now, when I say an honest review, my podcast is always honest. I was trying be as honest as I can, but when I am producing a podcast at an event, I am in a work mode. I am there to work. I'm there to produce a podcast. So I'm sharing this with you as my thoughts as what goes on behind the scenes, as well as my thoughts as a visitor. So I got there at 9:30 and I was in the line waiting to get in. We got allowed in at 9:30, made our way up to where the spring fair is, and we had to wait for, well, I think the ribbon was meant to be cut. We had a few minutes waiting there, then the organisers came up with, what's her name, the Gardeners World presenter. I can't think of her name off the top of my head now. But she came up to the front, and it was a bit of an anti-climax. They didn't cut the ribbon. They just opened the gate and said, come on in. That name is going to bug me. I can picture her. I just can't think of her name. But yeah, anyway, we went in. I had a very quick walk around just to get my bearings and see if there was anything of interest. And I could see it was much bigger already. Now, one of the things I noticed was that in previous years, this is about the fourth year I've been going, running along the main path was this large mound of earth, a bit like a ditch or what you might get around a recreation field, just a large mound of earth. That had been removed, which was annoying because I'd said would use that to some people I was meeting up with. And because phone signal is so poor there, I couldn't let anybody know. So that was a little bit annoying, but it's one of those things. I've got to admit, with that large mound of earth, because large mound of earth ran between the two areas and it kind of cut it in half. With it not being there, actually opened it up and kind of changed the dynamics a little. It sounds a bit weird, but it just opened up the event a bit more. So anyway, I wandered around a little bit more getting my bearings. I saw Ella Mary on the stage that she was running, chatted to her for a bit. She's been on the podcast before. She's a very well-known garden personality. Then I again continued walking. I saw Quick Hose, which is a producer of some hose attachments. Now, I don't really use a hose, but I tried talking to these last year to talk on the podcast, but then they disappeared, so lost contact with them. But I saw them there, had a chat with them, got a new contact, and we're gonna try and get them on the podcast. Now I've got my bearings. This is about 10:15. I went into what I would call my work mode. So the first thing I was going to do was make a video, just going around and exploring and thing. Then I had planned to make a podcast, and then that was going to take up the morning. And then I had the afternoon that I could do more of what I wanted to do, but also go around taking photos, getting some B-rolls and things like that. Well, because the event got bigger and bigger, it was just so much to try and see that I ran out of time. I could have done with a couple more hours. Normally I try and get into the Motor Museum, but I couldn't do that this year. It was just really quite a lot going on. So what did I see there? Now, I was promised there was going to be more vegetable garden related stuff. There was one show garden made of three large beds that made by the National Vegetable Society that contained purely veg. It was interesting, just not quite anything to to really say that it was amazing, it was pretty normal, to be honest with you. Rows of veg and what have you. I've actually made a bit of a description of that on the podcast. There was a couple more Shoguns, but they did have the odd vegetable in there, but nothing really to sing about. So I was a little, not disappointed, but I was a little bit shamed that there was not more veg. But it is a gardening show. They're trying to cater for everyone. Went over to the kitchen gardens. They always are well worth a look. These are the kitchen gardens for Bewley itself, which is one of the things that I like about this show, is that we get to go in the house, the museum, and the gardens. And I had wandered around the gardens, always worth a look. They're certainly a little bit behind, especially compared to all of us, but there was some vegetables out there, beans and things, just a little bit behind, but that's something that we are all struggling with at the moment. I did notice that they're using a lot of strolch. Strolch is a type of mineralised straw that is placed around to use as a mulch. And I've used it in the past with some really, really good results. So it was good to see that. Very useful to see that in use. And again, I really did like walking around the kitchen gardens, the wall gardens. There's walks going on run by Gardeners World as well. So we could have jumped on one of those. And if I wanted to. Didn't have time. Now, back to the main show. Now, one half of is the show gardens and the eatery places. And then the second half is stalls selling garden items. Now, I had a walk around those as well. I did buy myself a few things. And I'd hear more on that on the podcast. There was a few stalls that I felt the garden link was a bit weak. But that's something I come across quite often on these garden shows. I mean, one garden show I can think of I've been to in the past was selling things like holidays, and they didn't do that so much here. When I say a weak link, it was more, I guess the outdoorsy stuff, tents and things and chairs and camping seats sort of thing, and trolleys for the carrying around the stuff that you've brought. That's what I mean by a weak link. But they were busy. Again, I quite enjoyed the stalls. They're always worth going and having a look around. And as I said, I bought a few things. There was obviously talks going on stages as well. And there's a lot of good talks that I enjoyed. Ellen was running a stage. There was the Gardeners World presenters running another stage. There was demonstrations and workshops going on as well. Overall, really, really good day, I've got to say. Could have done with a few more hours there. Maybe a second day. And when I go to Birmingham next month, excuse me, I'm there for a couple of days because there's just so much to see and do. So, yeah, I'm glad I went. Really enjoyed it. And, I'll be going again. I have to say, would just like more veg. But that's just me because of my vegetable garden association. Now, moving on from that, yesterday I did sow the sweet corn from this month's pack. Now, sweet corn is actually our seed of the month. Different variety than what I've sent out to you, but it's a variety nonetheless. And this, the sweet corn that we've sent out to you is Early Bird, which is an early variety of sweet corn. And I chose that because it is a bit of a dodgy season this year. It's very cold and running a little bit late. Now, I'll speak more in the main podcast on how I grow sweet corn, but simply I sow them in root trainers or multi-purpose compost, about 2 centimetres deep, leave them to germinate. In the meantime, I'm going to prepare the soil with plenty of grow more, plenty of compost, plenty of weeding, good sunny spot with free draining soil. I'm being very quick on this because this is turning out to be a bit of a long podcast and I don't want to repeat myself on the main podcast and bore you. In the meantime, we're going to just prepare the ground, as I said, I expect the seeds to take a couple of weeks to germinate. Once they've germinated, we will plant them, we will give them another couple of weeks to grow, and then we will plant them out once they are hardened off. So we're probably going to plant these out towards the end of May. Once they are planted out, we just got to make sure the soil is kept moist, good mulching. Could grow squash around the bottom, things like that as well, just to help them out. And then we just enjoy them as they grow. Now, one thing I would say, grow them in blocks. so that they are wind pollinated and the pollen does fall onto the female parts of the plant. And just enjoy them to grow. Wait until they are ripe. Once they are ripe, rush home as quick as you can and get the sweet corn in a pan of water. The sugars in sweet corn turn to starch within an hour, so it's a very rush to get them home, to get them in a pan. And once that is done, it's easy enough and just go in the freezer or anything like that. So, really, that is how to grow sweet corn. Very basic, I know, but you'll hear more the podcast once I get that out in a couple of hours' time. Right, guys, I'm going to wrap this one up. You take care, and I'll speak to you again next time.